time for a bit of music now here on RN Breakfast. And Paul Gough from the Inside Sleeve joins us. He sorts through the latest releases and comes with one under his arm every Monday morning. Paul, hello there.
I come with a whole Woolies shopping bag.
Sorry,
I name dropped. It's just one of those green bags. Let me rewind that and take it again.
Which one are you pulling out of that sack for us this week?
Well, out of the hat comes Gillian Welsh, who I saw her and Dave Rawlings perform this year, and I would say it's one of the most amazing concerts I've ever seen, to the point where I don't mind admitting that the guitar playing of Dave Rawlings had me in tears.
People were raving about it.
Wonderful. Well, what they've done is they've reissued, or they've taken the 20th anniversary of her first release. Any release that has her name on it has his name on it as well, because they kind of swap around when they have releases. But Revival looks at, I guess, roots music from a different lens. It shows the build-up to this release. It's a series of outtakes, demos, and gives a really intimate snapshot into somebody who has been such an important music player. You know, I can't imagine what the Melbourne music scene would be like without the touch of Gillian Welsh. The track that I've chosen is sort of sits out of context, and you can understand why it didn't fit on this album. It's called 455 Rocket, and it certainly is that. It's a bit of a rock and roll song.